Let's talk summer festivities, whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding. Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like a million bucks, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In, and today is a very special day. It should be a national holiday, and honestly, it is a national holiday in the Scrubbing In world. It is Tanya Rad's 35th birthday.
Thank you, Becca. National holiday.
It's a national holiday in my eyes.
It does feel symbolic that it falls on Modern Woman Monday.
It is on a Monday.
This is the first Monday it's been in a minute.
Yeah. How do you feel about a Monday birthday? I've had a few.
You know, this one was particularly interesting because 35 is a weird number. And then, you know, everyone's talking about fertility and stuff. And once you hit 35, you're not like in your early 30s. You're like mid 30s.
Who is everyone's talking about fertility?
Just like the internet and stuff.
I think that's your algorithm to you.
For sure.
I don't think everyone's talking about it.
But I was like, I don't really want to celebrate 35. It just feels like, it's on a Monday.
No, come on. Celebrate every birthday.
I know, but no, let me tell you, I got a perspective check because I realize, I think we can all, when you get older, even when like you're in your 20s, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm 26. I can't believe I'm this. And you mm-hmm. always feel behind in life, whether it's in your personal life or your professional life or whatever. And I'm like, you know what? Every year of life is a blessing. Some people don't even get to be 35. And I'm so much smarter now than I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Smarter and
she
prettier.
She's smarter. And wiser, she says.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? So I was kind of poo-poo on it for a while, and then I'm going to embrace it, and we're having a nice dinner tonight, Robbie and I, and then we're going to do Taco Tuesday tomorrow, but like, it's
next level Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going to be like just like all my best friends. So it's going to be kind of like what we normally do on a Tuesday, but just elevated with all my best friends, and we celebrated last night. With his kids and with like my family and his family on Saturday. So it's just been a lot of festivities.
Yeah, there's some things to talk about with that Saturday night hang, but we'll get to that later on.
Because I also have a really funny story about a scrubber that I ran into. It's so embarrassing, but I'm like, if you're listening to the Scrubbing In podcast, it's not as embarrassing because you know. Well, should I get into it? Or what do you want to talk about first?
Get into
it. Well, first I want to say.
Get into it, yeah.
What, first I want to say, 35 is the year to thrive.
Oh.
Because I watched this thing the other day and it was saying how right now it seems like 30 is the new 20. Like being in your 30s is the new 20.
Yes.
Like this is when we're like thriving. This is when we're in our prime. So 35, you're right in the thick of it.
Yes.
You're right in the thick of your prime years.
Thank you.
And also, you have to celebrate every birthday because if you're like, 35, it's not exciting, I'm getting old, that means you're never going to celebrate another birthday because they're all going to be older than this one. So you got to celebrate every birthday. I turned 51 last week and I really want to set an example for my kids to never be, I'm 51. I told my kids, it's awesome. I'm 51. This is the greatest birthday ever. It's the greatest day of the year. I try to make a really big deal of it because I do love my birthday. And I don't ever want them to be like, oh, I'm old. Because who cares? Because don't do that. It sucks. You're alive. Enjoy it.
It's a privilege. Every birthday is a privilege.
It's true.
Not everyone gets it.
It is true. But you know what? I'm not going to even be ashamed to admit I did have that moment of like, oh, no. How are those eggs looking? You know? But I snapped myself out of it.
Yeah. I actually got so many messages about the kid conversation, the baby conversation. And I knew it was going to be a sensitive topic where people got maybe offended by it. And that's why I tried to put some disclaimers out there. Like, I'm just genuinely asking like my own questions that I'm having. This is not to offend anyone. So if you were even mildly
offended.
Well, yeah, because like, you know, people love their children. So to have someone question, like, why would you choose that or make that decision?
Right.
Feels, you know, I get it. I would probably, like, when people are like, why would you ever have a dog? I'm like, because I love her.
Yeah.
You know, she's a buddy.
Yeah.
Anyways, so you got messages about someone, a scrubber? Is that what you were saying?
Something embarrassing? No. So after we had Jenna Kutcher.
Yeah.
One of my best friend's birthdays is coming up this week. And so I was like, this is a great idea. I'm going to do this for her. So I took her to this jewelry store and I was like, you need to be there with me because I want to get something engraved in it, but nobody can know what it is. So I need you there to like say what you want and whatever. So we both go and she loved the idea so much. She did it for me too. So we ended up getting it for each other for our birthdays. But
if anybody missed that, you're manifesting something on the inside of
this
ring.
Yeah, she put like these words, New York Times bestseller, on the inside of this ring. Cause it's
Jenna
like
did.
Jenna. Yeah. And it's, you know, it goes directly, these ring fingers or these fingers go directly to your heart. And so it's just like, you know, and so we're at this jewelry store and the guy that was helping us was taking like a really long time to just like input everything and order the rings and like do the engraving, da 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 da. And so we were like, let's try on some of these engagement rings because we're there and we were literally on top of them. And so we're asking them to like pull out different ones. We're trying them on and we're having so much fun with it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I always thought I liked this oval. And like, oh, that is not, you know, gold is not my color. And like, we're just like having like a ball with it. For like 30 minutes, I walk over past this girl and she looks at me and she goes, I just want to say, you are a ray of sunshine. I love listening to you. And I literally turned like beet red because I was like, this is not something you want, you know, people to know that you're doing. Especially if
that's
they know.
It's a Tanya thing though.
Right. So I was like, do you listen to the morning show or the podcast? Because I feel like if you listen to the morning show, you know a different side of me if you're a scrubber. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, you know that this is something I would totally do.
Yeah.
So she said she listens to both. And so I wasn't as embarrassed, but shout out to Heather. I was dying laughing because I was just like, of course, there's only two other people next to us and it was a scrubber.
I mean, yeah, you just never know.
You never know.
Did you find a ring that you like? Do you like have a cut that you like? Or
I did. I mean, there wasn't like a crazy ton of options, mm-hmm. but I tried like every different cut.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You found one?
Yeah. And not the actual ring.
Not the ring,
itself,
but like
I think
you,
the cut
because
like
you find one that look like what you like on your finger shape. Yeah. Like there is like a vague preference.
Correct.
That's
correct.
Not too specific.
Correct. But I literally was just like, oh no.
I was going to get you a ring with an engraved in it. Thank God I didn't. Like, I literally thought about doing it. I was like, you know what? That's personal. Like, I think that would be something. Because Jenna did it herself without telling anybody. And I felt, yeah. I was like, I don't know if that's crossing that line of, like, manifest. I don't know. But I literally was on the website about to order. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. Let her do it. This leads me into, I'm assuming this was either Paulina or Sophia.
Yeah.
So I'm browsing the gram yesterday and I see Tanya post a TikTok dance of her, Robbie, Sophia, and Paulina doing a TikTok dance that I had actually asked her to do. And she said she would never, it's too hard.
Oh, you asked me to do that specific one?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
And so I didn't even see it. Someone sent it to me. That's how I like ended up going to your Instagram. And they were like, I cannot believe Tanya did this after she did not. Like, they were offended for me.
I got quite a few of those DMs
did
myself.
Did you? Yes. Yeah, I had a lot of people that were like, I'm definitely Team Beck on this one. That feels rude. And I was like, okay, I hope no one's sending too critical texts. Like, it's not that deep. But I do have some questions.
Ask away.
Why?
It's funny you ask that.
Yeah.
So I'd thrown back a couple on Saturday. Was mm-hmm. feeling good. My boyfriend has officially joined TikTok because,
wow.
Yeah. So he's never even been on. He can't even look at TikToks. So he's been, and somebody mentioned one of our TikTok. Oh, I did like the couples challenge on TikTok with him and he wanted to watch it. So he was like, is it time?
Oh, we don't even have the app?
No.
Oh.
So he couldn't even like, we wasn't even watching anything. So he's like, okay, I'm going to get it because I want to like see what you're posting. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole new, he's been kind of like watching videos. He was watching videos all weekend. But so he joined TikTok on Saturday and we were all home that after just the four of us like sitting on the couch and he's setting up his TikTok. And we're all just like laughing hysterically. And I think it was Paulina and she suggested, she's like, why don't we do one of these dances? We know how to do it. We can teach you really quick. And that can be your first like TikTok post.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I did it. And we were all kind of drunk and I was like, funny.
But it was on your TikTok.
I know. He didn't even post it. I don't think he knows how.
This was the problem for me personally. It wasn't on Sophia's TikTok. It wasn't on Paulina's TikTok. It was on Tanya's TikTok.
But to be fair, it was only on mine because we were watching the video on Sophia's and Paulina's phone was dead. And then I was the only one that had TikTok.
Mm.
So we did it, recorded it on my phone.
I see.
I swear, story checks out. You can text any of them.
Do you see some hypocrisy here, Mark?
Well,
no, that wasn't the extent of my argument. When Becca asked me to do these things, she asks me like when she comes in for the podcast and it's like on Mondays, I'm tired and it just feels unnatural to do a TikTok dance on a Monday after the podcast. Whereas like Saturday night, I'm drunk with my friends, like chilling.
So we need to start drinking more during the podcast? Is that you think
basically
maybe the solution?
We should have mimosas right now.
Okay. And then we can do TikTok. So
exactly.
It just depends on your level of sobriety.
Pretty much because I did the TikTok. We did a TikTok with you. We did Fancy Like, and I was hammered in that.
Yeah, but that was only because Robbie was like totally down and you were like left out if he didn't join it.
That's interesting because this is a little bit of a role reversal because typically you would think Tanya is begging Becca to be in TikToks and it's completely the opposite.
Well, yeah, this has been a conversation where people are like, I can't believe she danced with Brad. And so that's why I think people were like really feeling for me on this one.
They're like, dances feel hard for me. It doesn't feel like fun. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So when I'm drunk and my friends are doing it, like it's more fun than like on a Monday at 2 p.m. staring at a thing to learn a dance.
It's interesting. It's just interesting. The compromise conversation, you know? It's just Something to think about.
Something to think about. 35. Yeah, in year 35, I will be more open with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
But it is funny. I got a lot of DMs too from people being like, and you won't do it with Becca. I'm like, you guys.
Yeah. They're pretty.
You're 36, technically.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Well, year 36 starts now. You know, you turn the next age at the end of, like you turn one after your first year. So year 36 is starting.
Oh.
That changes everything.
You're starting your 36th year on the planet.
That changes everything.
Okay, sorry.
Wow. Mark, we didn't need that level of anxiety.
We did not need that, especially when my doctor told me to freeze my eggs at 35. I was like, I have a whole year to do it. No, but now I'm 36. No. So now
you're not 36.
But, no, your doctor is going off of how we count age, not how Mark's telling us right now. So your doctor, you're 35 still. That's still right.
I still have 12 months.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mark coming in hot with the really
that really shook us that both really up for a second.
Shook me.
That felt like the silence of when Tanya was reading that 4th of July thing and it just like froze.
That's my favorite.
That was a good moment.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
Nobody buffers like Tanya.
Yeah, yikes.
How did you feel about the Team Jeremiah, Team Conrad response?
You know, I think I need to sharpen up my
debate
skills because I think it was my my false debate skills that led people astray, because I still believe that Jeremiah is the pick.
I agree that you're yes, because I don't know the show. It was the debating skills that I was picking up on, that Becca made the better argument. That's not to say there isn't a better argument to be made for your side of things. You just weren't making it.
Correct.
Well, the argument really where you could have won was just saying, like, because Jeremiah, who is who I would choose personally. And even JoJo wrote me last night and she was like, how gorgeous is Jeremiah? And I was like, he would have ruined my life if I was a teenager. And she was like, ruined. So we're all in the same boat of how we feel about Jeremiah. It was just like specifically for Belly.
It was less about his looks for me and more of his character.
Oh, yeah. Robbie actually said he said Jeremiah is way better looking than Conrad.
Correct.
Which I don't know that I agree with that, but he was very much. He goes, Robbie responds to like when I posted the scrubbing and shout out to Crystal. She edited that Instagram clip.
She edits every clip
to perfection.
Yeah, she really does.
And Robbie responded and was like, Team Jeremiah. And I was like, you haven't even watched the show. And he goes, I've watched two episodes. And I was like, okay.
He barely watched two episodes.
Oh, okay. He loosely watched two episodes. And he was like, I just think he's better looking. And I was like, okay, well, that's not what we are basing it on, Robbie.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not what we're basing it on.
No, we're basing it on other things.
Yeah.
For Conrad to win. But it was, I really enjoyed the conversations. I think you and I collectively got a lot of people interested in watching the show from that debate.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But it's a great show.
It's a great show.
As you should watch it.
You should watch it. What is this?
Oh, okay.
Should we take a break?
I think we should take a break and come back.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we are back. So there's a TikTok you wanted to talk about.
Yes, because it has to do with all the Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson baby number two news.
Okay.
So you know how, mind you, I'm very winded right now. I just went up and down my stairs in between that break and I'm out of shape, clearly. So the baby news broke that they're expecting baby number two, right?
Via surrogate.
And everybody, the comments were roaring, but I guess they put the timeline together and it said that they were pregnant with the surrogate before the news broke that he had fathered another baby.
Yeah.
So this all happened before, but I saw this TikTok and I wish I could repost it or stitch it or duet it or whatever it is, because it was because Khloe Kardashian is a Cancer. And so it was like this person saying, you know, I'm never going to date him again. He's the scum of the earth. Da, da, da. And then like, but then they're like, or he could run me over and I would still like let him back, or like it was all these different scenarios. And I felt it so in my core as a Cancer, because, and then my other good friend that's a Cancer too, she's like, I feel really connected to Khloe because I'm the same way. You know, we all judge her and we're like, he's going to hurt you again. And it's going to, you know, da, 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 da. But as Cancers, we just give people chance.
Is
after
that
chance.
A Cancer trait?
I think so. Yeah. Mark?
As a Cancer, I think I can vouch for that. Yeah, I could see that being something like, I would do and have done.
Yeah.
Like where you just get burned and keep going back to touch the flame.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because it's going to be different this time and they've learned
hopeful,
from it.
You just and, like remain hopeful and
Yes.
I can't relate. Scorpio.
I know. It's good. But I saw the TikTok and I was like, you know what? Because I was too, was getting so pissed. I was like, why would Khloe do this? That guy sucks. And then I saw that TikTok and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a little empathy and grace for Khloe, because I probably would be the same.
I actually think that I have something rising or a moon or something that's Cancer. And I actually As you know, there's people in my life that have hurt me, and I continue to just like put myself out there for them. But I think like more relationship wise, I always tell Haley, I'm like, if you ever wrong me, just know it'll be silent but powerful.
Oh my, how scary.
She's like, you're so scary. It's true. You too.
Oh, God.
One more TikTok dance without me. You're done.
Should we do a TikTok dance tomorrow night?
Yeah, that'd be fun. We should do like something. We don't have to do a dance, but like, I just want you to participate in TikTok is all
I'm fine with that. But maybe we could all just like dance our own independent ways of dancing, and we can put like a fun song to it.
That's not trending, but whatever you want.
Why does it always have to be trending?
It doesn't. Yeah,
we make our own trends. We march to the beat of our own drums. We don't follow the path of the trends. We start our own trends. Trendsetters.
Right. Oh, yeah. Trendsetters.
Yeah. Although I do think that if Robbie posts on his TikTok, he's going to use it as like to roast mine. Because he was sending me my own TikToks. He's like, what is this stuff that you post?
This is so funny. Haley literally will be like, I'll show her. I made the cutest video yesterday of us, and I showed her, and she's like, oh, like totally not like, and she's like, you're so corny. I was like, I will never post this because that Scorpio side.
Make me so mad.
I know. I was like, well, I shouldn't have shown you. And also, I'm like, what? I was like, it's so cute.
And I would love that.
I know. So our partners are like, just
no,
not.
No, but it's not even stuff about him. Like, do you remember there was this TikTok trend where like you put your face in a planet and the song was like Butterfly in the Sky.
I love that trend.
Yeah, there was like this trend, right? You put your face in this planet and it just like is such, it's so weird. So he obviously knows nothing about the trends on TikTok. So he thought that I just did a video like that where I put my face in a planet. Oh. So he sent it to me and he was like, do I need to help you with it? Like, he's like, what is this? And so for a really long time, he just thought I just did that. And I was like, no, it was like a trend. Everybody was posting these planets flying around, their faces on them with like something that they can't believe is still, I don't even know.
Or like a random thought basically.
Yeah. So I don't think he realized, he's not aware of the trend. So he just thought I was posting these to think I was being funny. And he was like, these are not it.
That is funny. I've never thought of someone getting on and seeing like someone, because I never look at someone's whole feed. I just see like what pops up on my For You page. So like I'm imagining myself going to someone's page and just like scrolling without knowing trends, being like, what am I watching?
Exactly. So that was a real humbling moment this weekend.
Yeah. Well, Haley is in the TikTok Reels doghouse right now.
I like to watch TikToks more than I like to make them.
Me too. It's so fun to watch. Yeah. But it's just such a...
And the amount of information that's out there. I'm like, if I had TikTok as a teen, I would be making salmon bowls and like cleaning my couch with a Q-tip because it gets it out better. Like, I find all these like amazing little tips and tricks.
See, I don't see myself being that productive as a teenager with it. I think I would have been more on like the side of me trying to do like cringy like dancing.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I love the little
actually,
tips.
And what I've heard about... High school Tanya Rad, I don't know that you would have been doing salmon bowls either. With your Shakira John Mayer club, Synergy Club.
Wow, judgment.
What are your thoughts? Okay, so J-Lo and Ben Affleck got married in a Vegas drive-thru wedding, and they had like a Bluetooth speaker playing the wedding march. And the videos I've seen of her are so wedding planner, and I love it. Like, there's this something really endearing about, like, her getting ready and in her dress, which was so, like, beautiful and simple. And
very simple. Yeah. And, like, a little old-fashioned.
Yeah. I loved it. Happy. Are you not happy for them?
You know, I'm
her
interested.
Her face says she's not happy for them.
She has thoughts.
I have thoughts. I don't know how I feel about Bennifer. I know everybody loves the story. I don't know. But I'm also unsure about the whys that like that everybody has to get married in Vegas first. And then there's no way they're not going to have like a lavish wedding.
It's like a trend, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they won't have a lavish wedding.
Well, who cares? Whether they do or they don't. Great.
Yeah, true. I mean, live your life, but
I'm also like, I have not read anything further than what I've just seen pop up on my news feeds about them. So I'm not like a diehard Bennifer.
But I need to understand the newsletter. Like, why is it in her newsletter? Is she making money off this newsletter?
Oh, I'm sure.
How? Like, I need somebody that knows anything about Hollywood or any of this stuff. Like, why did she release the news in her newsletter?
Do you see yourself?
Why does she have a newsletter?
Why does she have a newsletter?
Well, isn't a newsletter just to update people on like what's going on, like where you can buy new merch?
But I think like that was in 2015.
Oh, I 2005.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong here.
That seems like old school internet. I didn't know that celebrities were still doing newsletters.
Listen, we're having I don't know if you've realized, but we're having a surge of things that were popular in the early 2000s coming back around. So maybe she's like, maybe her social team is like, hey, let's go back old school and do a newsletter.
Should I do a newsletter? How do you even do a newsletter?
Yeah. Well, it's just an email blast, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think we used to have one for the morning show, and then that got phased out because who has those anymore?
Yeah, right, like now you just go to Instagram.
Yeah, it's not a thing anymore. I was fascinated by that.
I was so fascinated by that. And also all the scuttle about changing her name to Affleck.
Will you change your name?
I don't know. Like, I think so.
Tanya Radgad.
Yeah. Like, kind of has the same vibe. Radgad. I think so. I think I'll always professionally go by Tanya Rad. Mm-hmm. But I think there's something, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I haven't really thought yes or no. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm kind of on the fence. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, you go your whole life. I always find it so weird that you go your whole life as one name and then you just change it. Yeah.
Why don't you combine them?
Oh, like a hyphen?
No, I mean, he has, because his last name starts with Y-A-D, so it could be Tanya Yadisavyevich.
Oh.
And Robbie Yadisavyevich. Just take Roddy and make it a Y.
Someone else did this. So I think someone messaged me and said that they had combined their last names. But, I mean, that could flow because Rad and Yad.
It kind of works.
Yeah.
But also, I just saw Amanda Stanton said she's going to move her maiden name, her last name, to her middle name. So she'll be Amanda Stanton Fogel.
Oh, yeah.
I guess Fogel.
I could do that because I don't have a middle name.
You don't have a middle name? Mm-hmm. They just said it's too long. We can't.
Serbians don't have middle names. It's like a cultural thing.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Name me a Serbian with a middle name.
I don't. You're the only. You and your family are the
exactly.
only.
She's got you there. Exactly. Yep. Thank
Stumped
you.
Me. Wow. Good job.
Finally won an argument over here. It's tough.
It's tough in these streets for you.
Tough in these streets for me, yeah.
Do you see yourself having like a lavish wedding, or could you see yourself in like a drive-through Vegas wedding?
It's funny you ask that.
Yeah.
Becca.
What?
Because I've been giving it some thought lately. Even planning a birthday party seems like a big to-do.
Well, that's planning how you hire someone.
Well, you have a wedding planner, but it's still like a big to-do. And it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot. All of it's a lot.
It's a lot. So I guess my question is to myself or anybody that's had a big wedding, would you rather keep that money and like buy a bigger house? Correct. Yeah, that's kind of where my head's at.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that has to do with maybe my age. Mm-hmm. I also think...
Well, with age comes wisdom and practicality. I think that is the right decision. But whether you do it or not, no judgment whatsoever. I think a lot of people love those big weddings. They want to have them. But yes, practically speaking, it'd be a lot smarter to put that money towards a house.
Right. And then I'm like, maybe, okay, you can still do a wedding, but do like a smaller...
A Taco Tuesday wedding, backyard wedding.
No, now that is taking it too far. There's only so many things you can do on Taco Tuesday. Birthdays.
Weddings.
But yeah, I don't know. So I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm teetering because I actually was talking to Erin Lim about this because she had like a quick kind of wedding in the pandemic just because it was the pandemic and they wanted to get married. So, you know, they she wore a white dress. It was beautiful. And they took photos. It was like her immediate family and his immediate family in their backyard. And I think the plan was to have like a big wedding after the pandemic. And I don't even know if she's going to anymore, because it's like, why?
Well, I think, and I guess Mark, you can weigh in on this. When you have a wedding, I imagine what I feel like I would look back on would be the people and the photos. Like, so I don't know that I'd remember the details that I like spent so much time stressing over, like the little, like, what does the silverware look like? I imagine I would be like, who was there, and the photos to look back on. So I think the good photographer, a good videographer, good cake, and your favorite people.
That was one thing we did not cheap out on, was the photographer. We spent a lot of money on the photographer, and that was well spent. He was not, he's a guy who didn't do weddings. Like, he made a special exception for us because he's a friend of a friend. But his deal was, I'm not going to do a lot of staged stuff. It's going to be a lot of candid stuff. That's what I do, is candid stuff. So he was just always around, and we have spectacular pictures from that whole day. And we got a guy to do good videos too. And we're going to watch those videos in about a week and a half, because that's our 20th wedding anniversary. So we're going to look back and show the kids the wedding and the reception and our honeymoon in Australia and stuff like that. So yes, you're absolutely right. That is the stuff you remember. I don't remember the silverware, the flowers, any of that stuff. It's who was there. I remember what we ate, and the pictures are fantastic.
How many people did you have at your wedding?
I think about 200.
Yeah. You know what I realized though? But like, a big one. Even if you think you want to have a small one, it adds up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So fast.
I feel like you could probably come up with easily 100 people just sitting here listing.
Like, literally, I could blink and it'd be 100.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. There, I don't even think I can have a small one at this point.
I can't wait for that.
Well, what about you?
I mean, I don't even think about, like, I see myself doing something more like either traveling and doing like a more of an intimate destination wedding vibe, or doing like a more, Haley would probably be like, this is actually not my vision at all. We need to talk about this. But like, more so like us, if we like got married and then having like a big party, you know, like a big celebration. Like, our friends got married at the courthouse in Santa Barbara, and their photos are just like so chic and cool.
Yeah.
And then they had like a beautiful backyard wedding, and everyone wore white. I mean, big party. And it was just, it was so fun. You know, it kind of took the pressure off, I think, of like,
yeah,
the ceremony aspect. But I mean, I just think it's like really what you want, because ultimately, if you're happy, that's what's going to come through.
I know. And there's like this part of me that I love everybody being together and coming together and like having a good time. So watch, I'm going to be like bawling out of my, I'm going to be like, it's going to be like a rager.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. This is all.
I talk a big game. I'm like, keep it.
There's
small.
No way Tanya Rad's not having a big wedding.
I can't even imagine that. I can't even imagine you having like a small intimate gathering.
But it's like that, even that, like literally even that would be 50 people.
Yeah.
It doesn't, but what if it was just you and your mom, dad, brother, sister, and then him and his intimate family and their family. So yeah, you're right. It gets up there a little bit, but that's it.
Can't.
Well, there you go. Then I think the decision is made.
What am I going to do? What's my role in that?
Right.
Officiate?
Yeah.
None. No,
I'm
an role
officiate?
In that.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
Can't.
Okay.
Who's your maid of honor going to be?
My sister.
That's your matron of honor.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see who's going to step up to the plate in the next year of life, you know? Let's see.
Next summer then? Okay, good. I'll write that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said in this next year, this is my testing period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm happy to just be a part. Flower girl, whatever you need.
Who's going to be your maid of honor?
I mean, I have three sisters, so it's a little different for me.
Oh, an easy escape. Some may say.
Not yeah, easy. Well, I actually don't even know, like, I don't even know if I want to have a wedding party. Like, that stands up there.
I know. There's something kind of like.
Also, someone said, this is getting into like some detailed parts, but someone, I've seen brides say they wish they had switched their wedding parties to where, because, you know, typically the bride's back is to her friends, her bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And they've switched to where her bridesmaids were in her eye line and then his
groomsmen. Oh, that's smart.
So that they can see them and like get to experience that with them, which smart. I thought was, I'm like, why didn't we
why
do that?
Why is it taking 1,000,000,000 years to figure know. That one out?
Well, it's all tradition.
You get love and support from them. Yeah. I love that idea.
I think it's like tradition, and we all do tradition until someone breaks tradition. And then it's like, oh, we can do that.
But like, also, I just don't even think I could go through with the wedding because I cry at the smallest little thing. Like there's
well
no,
that was my problem.
I could not get there's no way I can get through it. Like I'd just be crying, my makeup will be a mess, like ugh.
We are cancers. I was crying. Well, I've mentioned before how the proposal, she thought I was telling her that I was dying because I was crying so hard as I was trying to get out the words, will you marry me? But the wedding itself was not good. As she was coming down the aisle in her dress, I got real weepy. My dad was my best man. He was next to me, and he had to kind of talk me through it. Like, it's okay, everything's fine. Like pull it together. Keep it together. Yeah, think of something
like,
funny.
I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, it's tough.
Do you see yourself? Did you cry the whole time she was walking down the aisle?
Pretty much, yeah. And then when she's up there, the video is you see me barely keeping it together, and my wife's just fine, totally fine. I don't know, was she an Aquarius? She was born in late January, but she's just like chill. She's just like, oh, what a lovely time this. This is great. I'm having a good time, and everyone's like,
I can't let that be me. Like, I just can't. I
mean, it's gonna, well, and that's okay.
It's sweet, yeah, I love like. I think it's just so romantic, like, and I also think on top of it being like such a beautiful romantic thing, I think it's also there's like nerves because you're it's everyone's watching you, and I imagine as the groom, it's probably more nerve wracking because everyone's like waiting for you to cry. Like I remember Jordan Rogers being like, I don't know if I'm gonna cry, and then like I was just eyes locked on him the whole time, and he like immediately started crying when he saw JoJo.
Yeah.
It's really sweet.
It is really sweet.
I feel like Robbie would cry.
For sure.
Like a single tear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's a lot of emotion in one podcast. You know, we went from like shriveled eggs to weddings to...
Yeah, that's what 35 is, you know?
Yeah, it's like
big conversations.
It's a box of chocolates.
You never, ever know what you're going to get.
It's a Skittle. Then you know you're getting some...
Yeah, oh yeah, not fit for human consumption.
Yeah. What? You didn't see that?
No.
Oh my God.
I love Skittles. What happened?
They have something in them that's like so they're not fit for human consumption.
So claims a lawsuit. We should probably not say that as if it's factual, but a lawsuit claims Skittles are unfit for human consumption because of a known toxin in the ingredients called titanium dioxide.
Stick to your box of chocolates.
This girl is eating a lot of things not fit for consumption. I do love a Skittle. That's upsetting. But I'm probably going to keep eating them if presented.
Fair enough.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with emails.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we are back and we have some emails. Mark, take it away.
All right, Becca, thank you very much. This is from Mary. She says, backstory. In October, November, I went on a couple of dates with a guy and I really started to like him. Things didn't work out, but I still had a crush on him and continued to talk about him with my friends for many months, hoping he'd come back into the picture. Fast forward to today. One of my very best friends told me that my October-November guy asked her out on a date. I didn't think she would go, but she told me that they went out last night and they had fun. It sounds like she's interested in pursuing a relationship with him. I don't know how to handle this. This girl has been one of my best single girlfriends for several years. I want to be happy for her, but I can't help but think, why this guy? It definitely makes me sad, but I don't know if I even have the right to be upset because he and I didn't officially date.
Did she say in the beginning how many dates had gone on?
I believe she says a couple, which I believe would be two.
Sometimes people say couple and it means a few, but she went on multiple dates, not just one.
Yes, correct.
I feel like there with friendships, there's this underlying thing of, you know, when not to go out with somebody that your friend has gone out with. Like, there are many men that I have gone out with that I would have been perfectly fine with any of my friends going out with. And then there's a few that were not. So clearly this friend doesn't feel like that guy crossed that threshold. So she doesn't think she's doing anything wrong.
Yeah, I get the impression your friend doesn't, I would hope she doesn't feel like she's doing something wrong, because if she feels like she's doing something wrong and she ignored your feelings about it, then that's different. But I also think, like, I don't know. It's complicated because I do think this would be different if Mary was in a relationship and she was happy and had moved on from that, and then this happened. It'd be like, all right, whatever. I'm in a relationship. Do whatever you want. But the fact that she has talked about how she still has a crush on him and was hoping he'd come back into the picture makes me feel
sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
But if we assume she thinks she's doing nothing wrong, does Mary say something? Does she tell her, look, this bothers me. Look, I really wish you wouldn't. Does Mary interject? Because if the friend's oblivious, I'm not sure that Mary does.
But if she doesn't say something, is it going to build resentment? Like, is it going to be like every time she's like, is it going to hurt their friendship if there's no conversation about this?
I just think sometimes calling dibs or like having claim over a guy, it's usually never the guy for you anyway. So I think it's just kind of let it go.
Okay, let's do a hypothetical here of me and you.
Okay.
Okay. Hypothetically, we're both single.
Mm-hmm.
You go out with who is the Senor Butterfly?
Okay.
Okay.
Senor, do we remember Butterfly. Who that is?
Yes.
Okay. Kinda.
It that doesn't one is work like out. A no cross zone. Like that one would have hurt my feelings.
Right.
Okay, good.
So this sounds like this sounds similar to that.
But I dated him for like a couple months.
But I think even after a couple dates, you were pretty interested.
Yeah, but that's not a good comparison.
Okay, what was Dr. D?
Mr. Dr. D, I would have been perfectly fine with anybody dating.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Wilshire?
Oh God, don't even.
I would have don't sworn even. Them.
We cannot use him as the example.
I would have warned
them. Mr. Whole Foods.
Perfectly fine.
Okay.
Perfectly fine.
But give her somebody then. Becca's trying to come up with somebody who you went out with a couple of times.
I feel like Senor Butterfly's good because even though y'all dated for longer, I do feel like you were really into it like fast.
Yeah.
So I think if it hadn't worked out after two dates and you were like pretty like hurt by that, and then I was like, hey, I went on a date with Senor Butterfly.
But I think that, and to be honest, and maybe this is a testament to your friendship with this girl, because I feel like none of my friends would have asked about Senor Butterfly. Like not a single one of my close friends would have said, I'm going to go out with him.
I know.
No way.
Yeah. So that's where we are. So I would say if Mary feels like her friend knows this is a guy that she's really got a thing for, then I think the friendship is irreparably damaged anyway. And it's going to come between you, and maybe that's okay. If she's oblivious, maybe you just kind of got to rise above it and hope for the best for her, because this is only going to bother you until you find somebody else.
Yeah,
I agree. I think if Mary's friend had come to her and been like, hey, I know you liked this guy, and you know, in a weird turn of events, he appeared in my life. We went on a date. We had a great time. How do you feel about that? And given Mary a chance to like, that would have been the best move her friend could have done, just to like acknowledge her feelings in it and be like, this is just a dude. You're my best friend. I'm not even going to go there if it hurts your feelings. But it sounds like it was kind of just assumed that she was over it because they weren't dating anymore. Cause that was back in October, November, you know, like she feels like enough time has passed that she don't need to like acknowledge it. But I think if this friendship's really important, I think you have a conversation with her and just say, I felt hurt that I didn't feel considered in this. And like, I don't want to say like I'm calling dibs. He's not my boyfriend, but as a friend and as a best friend, I wanted to tell you how I feel so that our friendship isn't damaged over this, over a guy. Not worth it. It's never worth it.
I don't even think the conversations are worth it. Personally, I think you move on and try to put on a brave face if you can. But if you think she knows how you feel, then that's pursuing anyway. That friendship is not worth continuing. And he's not your guy. And you got to put him, and you got to make sure that in your brain he goes into that box. He got to go into the not your guy box because he's not. And so it's time to consider him that.
Yeah.
I was going to say I'm sorry. And I was going to say it's hard.
It is hard.
I said that's sard. Okay, next email
is from Anonymous. I recently got out of a 7-year relationship that I've been in since I was 18. All right, so 18 to 25, do the math there. I'm fully recovered. I feel like I'm thriving, but I don't know how to relaunch my Instagram. Since the breakup a few months I haven't posted anything on my social media because I didn't want to seek any attention while I was in the process of healing and getting over him, especially since a lot of our friends are mutual. However, I'm ready to post a fire selfie to essentially say, hey, the DMs are open, without being aggressive and petty. Please give me some advice on how to hard launch my single self while still being classy and tasteful.
I say something, so I wouldn't even say DMs are open. I would say something like single girl summer, like single. Like,
yeah, it's in the caption.
Yeah, in the caption, like single girl summer, and keep it just like simple. It's like a powerful statement. Like you're obviously saying I'm single and ready to mingle without coming across like revengeful.
Or you can post like a hot photo. Maybe
she said fire selfie. That's
but not even a selfie. I think you should get a little ass in there. It's summer. Oh. Get like a little butt cheek.
Mm.
And you
so is this
say,
a swimsuit? Is this on the beach? What are we look? What are we envisioning?
Or by the pool, like
pool. Daisy Dukes. Yeah. If you don't want to be in a bathing suit, maybe like a sarong wrapped around with like your butt hanging out. She said anonymous, so her name's anonymous. So you can say like anonymous 2.0.
let's give her a name. Anonymous is weird.
Okay,
let's say her name is Kayla.
Kayla 2.0. She is. Sassy, single, and ready to mingle.
Okay, so there's two options for you. There's a Tanya way and there's a Becca way.
But no, but you can like say like Kayla 2.0 and then kind of like hint that you're single. Maybe you don't need to like lay
but
it
you're
out
not
there.
Hinting. Yeah, well, you're really you know,
not much of a hinter myself.
What if we combine and said single girl summer, Kayla 2.0?
I like that.
Yeah. Hashtag... DM me.
Hashtag
it goes down in
too
the DMs.
Much.
Hashtag dick pics welcome.
Okay. I like the 2.0 and I like the single girl summer. And I don't think that's going to offend your mutual friends. I don't think there's any issues there. I think that's great.
I think it's, hey, this is where I'm at. Let's go.
A relaunch. I love a relaunch.
Yes. And if you're thriving, let the world know it.
Yeah. Or... they have like these butterfly costumes at like kid stores. You can do like a video that you're like in a cocoon and then you're coming out of your cocoon into a butterfly, meaning like it's a new era.
You know, some weeks the podcast goes 10 seconds too long and it just did. I'm afraid that was
renewed for a new season. I mean, come on.
I just don't know if that's the subtle classy vision she has.
So classy. Butterflies are chic as hell.
Everyone's gonna think she's insane if she goes and gets a child's costume and wears it on Instagram.
Yeah, that one.
She's lost her marbles.
It's your birthday, but I do think that that's a bad idea.
I might not be my sharpest right now. I have not eaten today, so I am weak. I am weak.
She's weak. And as opposed to her other ideas, she has every other podcast.
Correct. So like normally I'm on it. I have my brain fuel. And today I have not had my brain fuel.
Okay. Well, we got to get you some brain fuel.
I am at half mast.
We got to get you full mast. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy
we love
birthday.
You. I think I speak for the whole Scrubbing In community when we say we are so grateful you were born.
Thank
to
you
bless
guys.
This earth with sunshine and sayings and just your joy.
Have a fantastic 36th year.
Thank you. But I will say I'm realizing I'm a big words of affirmation gal because last night before we went to bed, Robbie was like, you know, he's like, I'm going to, you know, say a lot of this, say a lot more in depth tomorrow at dinner. But he was just like going on and on about me and how I was brought into his life and what I've shown him and what we've done together, like all this stuff. And I started crying. I was like, my God, I can't wait to see you tomorrow to hear what else there's is to say.
She's a simple gal, folks.
Simple gal. It's just some words. It's all I need, you know, maybe a nice reel.
Yeah. Believe me, I've been working on it.
Waiting on that one from Becca Tilly.
I'm working on it. Don't you worry. Mm. I already had it in the can.
Wow.
And yours and Haley's. One of y'all will appreciate it more than the other. All right. We love you all. Have a great week. We'll be back Thursday.
Love you. Bye.
Hold up.
presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.